we've now actually moved across from Gloucestershire Archives to Gloucester Rugby Club, and you join me in the Lion's Den Bar. Now, I'm a season ticket holder here, but I've not actually been into this part of the rugby club. So just a quick description for you. All the way around, we've got red walls at the bottom and then white walls at the top, cherry and white. That sort of seems appropriate to me. And then all the way around the bar here, we've got photographs from all different seasons gone by, and also the boards that Malcolm and John were talking about. In fact, we're going to look to find where my ancestors' names are on these boards.
Hiya, I'm Karen, the community manager here at Gloucester Rugby. Well, my role's quite varied. I look after all sort of junior development and community initiatives and charities, etc. But I've also become heavily involved in the Heritage Project over the last couple of years, working with a wonderful team of volunteers that we have. And we've managed over that period of time to pull together what is fast becoming a wonderful, wonderful project.
It must be really exciting when something like this happens and you get to see its development.
Oh, it's absolutely great. I mean, myself, I heard you to say you're a season ticket holder. Well, I've been a supporter of Gloucester Rugby since, well, as long as I can remember. I used to come down here with my dad and run around on the tump, as it was back then in the old days. So I've always been a supporter in Gloucester Rugby, and now to work here and be involved in this and pulling the whole history of the club together, it's absolutely fantastic.
And it's also important for future generations as well, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. With a club with such a tradition and a history and a sort of focus for the city itself and the surrounding areas, I think it's vitally important that we get all that information back together and make sure it is available for future generations to see. We've been working with a number of local schools. We've pulled together some resources, utilising obviously the history of the club to create a number of lesson plans, lessons in relation to numerous areas of the curriculum from maths, English, geography and obviously history, but all linked to the club and using the material we have to enliven the curriculum, inspire, motivate young people learning through, well, this great club.
And often you maybe will get youngsters that have got an interest in sport and rugby, but then it's kind of using that, I guess, to get them interested in other areas of education.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think young people learn in all sorts of different ways, and if we can find an exciting way for them to learn, you know, I remember my days at school and maths lessons weren't the most exciting, English, etc. But if we can bring something to that, to add to that, and create that interest for young people, by default, in a way, they're learning, they're doing what they need to do within school, but they're learning using, as I say, the focus of Gloucester Rugby.
And you never know, some of them may well have ancestors that played for the club.
Indeed, there's quite a few already. We visited a few schools as we're trying out and testing these resources. A number of them saying, oh yes, my dad goes down there, or so-and-so uncle's played here. So the links are out there. It is great. As a sport, and especially Gloucester Rugby, it is a family club, and you can see it on a match day. You come down here and you've got, you know, the granddads bringing their sons and the sons bringing the youngsters, etc. And you do. It's a family orientated club. It always will be, and it's great to be part of it.
So Malcolm and John, we've also got Chris here as well. And Chris, you're one of the volunteers, aren't you, with the project?
I'm helping to put season's records on the website. Today I did 1945, which was Ken Daniels' first season, where he scored four tries. I had the privilege to meet him at the ground last December.
So how did you get involved with the project?
I originally donated some old programmes, which are now being posted to the website, and so I sort of feel I haven't lost those programmes. I can still access them, and they include some really, really famous programmes, like the time we beat Munster at Kingstown. Like everybody else, I'm very proud of Gloucester.
We're actually looking in the Lion's Den Bar at the moment. On the white bit of the board that I was describing to you earlier on, we've got the boards that have got the players' names on them. So, Malcolm and John, where shall I be looking to find my ancestors?
Well, starting with your great-great-uncle, William, if you look on the honours board for 1896, 1897,
yeah,
there he is, immediately below Frank Stout.
And just looking at the board above, that's the 1895-96 season. I again can see W. Spires, which is four up from the bottom.
You'll see William Spires, yes indeed.
And then if we move over, we're just walking over to the board. Now this is 1901-02, matches played 34, won 24, lost 7, drawn 3, and it's not too bad.
Record, yes. The two seasons in which your great-grandfather played a large number of games, and the two preceding seasons they had a tremendous record. In the preceding season you'll see him, yes, there he is at the bottom of the board, T. Yep. Spires
underneath J. Cook.
You'll see on the boards here that Tom Spires, your ancestor, also played with a chap who appears as C. Hall. That's actually Charles Hall, although everybody knew him as Nobby Hall. Mm-hmm. He was the eldest of the seven Hall brothers, all of whom played for Gloucester. He was probably the most distinguished as well, and indeed went on to play for England. The building we're in here was built in 1905, although it's now known as the Lion's Den. It was originally built as a gymnasium for the players to train in and was regarded as a big advance. Of course, it's the building that's next door to the shed now. Many people will remember that it was later used as the changing rooms and the teams used to emerge from here.
Also, on the red bit of the wall, there are various photographs. So would we find any of the photographs from the time that my ancestors would have been playing?
Right at the very beginning, I think you might find your great-grandfather.
This is the one at the very top, actually, just by, near the door, 1901-02.
There he is. I recognise him from your own photograph.
And he's on the right-hand side of this, and he was on the left one of the,
yes,
the one that
on
I had.
Yes, he's on the right-hand side of the back row. Oh, that's the earliest photograph, I think, in the Lion's Den.
That's quite nice, really, from my it's a personal point of view, to think that the oldest photograph here is the one that's got my ancestor on it. And then, obviously, these photographs could take us right up, I would guess, to the present day.
Yes.
And, Malcolm, I guess, to sort of finish up with you, we've heard there's lots more coming up with the project, isn't there?
Oh, indeed there is, yes. We've invited people to contribute to the project, and I'm pleased to say, well, as you heard, Chris came up with some programmes. We've now got about 30 people so far who have contributed material towards the archive, and we're very keen to see that. We aim to put as much of it as we can onto the website, and if people want to donate rather than just lend it to us to copy, both we're pleased to have, then that gets preserved in the Gloucestershire archives if it's, you know, documents or photographs or programmes. But artefacts like caps and shirts will be kept here in the club.